Joining us now here on the Paul Harris Show, one of the all-time greats from the NFL. How about it for Joe Montana? Welcome to KMOX.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to St. Louis.
Oh, thank you.
Mike was just talking about guys who've been cut from Rams camp and from other camps around the country. In the years that you were in the NFL, did the third, fourth week of training camp and then on into the preseason, did the pressure start ramping up on you, and how did you handle that?
Oh, you know, it's just it comes with the territory. It's not, you know, in college and high school now, it's not quite as prominent and thought of as it is in the NFL. But you do have to be somewhat cautious of it. But the other thing is when you become too cautious of it, then you don't play to your top of your ability, and that's when you get into trouble. So you got to think about it and know that it's there, but you can't let it rule what you do.
How would you have liked to work for a guy like Mike Martz, the Mad Mike? You worked for some of the great coaches. How would you have liked to have him as the guy calling those plays in your headset?
You know, he's having some success there, so it probably would have been pretty fun. Got some great weapons, too, to work with, too, huh?
Yes, he does. He does. Did you call all of Bill Walsh and those guys call their plays, or were you given the freedom to do what you wanted when you were out there?
No, we had the freedom to change plays, but you had to have a reason when you came back in. But in most cases, you know, we just had way too many plays in our game plan for that. You know, on an average, we'd have about 110, 115 passes for a week with a couple formations that we had to learn, along with them another 30 or 40 runs. So it was really hard enough game planning and studying those and you know, committing them to memory from one week to the next, and because they all change from Sunday to Sunday, so that was a difficult process. Let alone trying to figure out, you know, more tendencies other than watching video that we'd see during the week.
But when you say you needed a good reason, you really only needed a good reason if the play you called
didn't work. There you go.
Hey, we scored a touchdown. Why did you change my play?
Great clarification.
There's none of that. What do you think of our Rams this year?
You know, I saw a little bit of them last night for the first time.
Yep.
You know, they still got a lot of things happening. I didn't see much of their defense. Unfortunately, I have a tendency to concentrate on the offense that's on the field and looking at what was going on with Detroit. Man, they are struggling with all those weapons they got, huh?
Yep.
I just don't understand that.
Yeah. Well, our defense is struggling a little bit against the run. That's been a big problem in the previous preseason games and, in fact, in the last couple of seasons. When you were a quarterback, did you pay attention to that sort of stuff and ever go over to the defense or the defensive coordinator and say, hey, here's something I see that you guys may not?
No, not really. I stayed out of there. I would hope they would do the same. You know, sometimes you might want to you'd talk to someone like Ronnie or he would talk to you about things. But in most cases, you know, the thing that I think people forget about is that everyone out there is not trying to make mistakes. And it's not about, you know, you go out there and you try to help each other more than anything. And you know, once you start crossing that line between offense and defense, tension's already there enough because you know you're not doing well. But to have someone from the other side of the ball come over and tell you stuff, you know, it's a little more annoying.
No, but I would have thought with your eyes and your feel for the game that that would have been appreciated.
Well, you know what happens is half the time you're on the sideline, you're sitting over there, you know, either talking, or especially as a quarterback, you're either talking to the wide receivers, you're talking to the running backs, you're talking to the coach upstairs, you're talking to the line coach. So a lot of times you miss a portion of that game, and then you'll catch a couple plays here, and then you're back on the field again. So it's really hard to make a decision, I think, you know, because you know, I spent more time trying to analyze what we were doing and left what those guys were doing up to them because they know how to do it better than I did.
Gotcha. Now, you were there, of course, in the years of the great Rams-49ers rivalry. We're actually opening up the season with the Niners this year. What the heck has happened to that team?
Well, you know, they tried to buy that last Super Bowl and, you know, got in a lot of cap trouble trying to get it done. And, you know, they got it done, but now they're paying for it. And, you know, that wasn't the way that Bill built the teams in the past. And so, you know, it's going to take some time. You know, with the salary cap issues that they have, it's definitely going to take a little bit longer than I think the people expect. But you never know. This is a crazy game. They may just hit one of those streaks where they start surprising people.
Joe, we're all out of time here. I appreciate you taking a few minutes with me this afternoon. Let me get the plug in for the website, Get BP Down, BP as in blood pressure, getbpdown.com, and the toll-free number, 877-GET-BP-DOWN. Hypertension is the new thing that Joe Montana is fighting, and I appreciate your time today here on the Paul Harris Show.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks, Paul.
Joe Montana on News Talk 1120 KMOX.